Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Okay, so you've made your resolutions for the new year to diet and to exercise. You know, we know those things. Maybe even quitting smoking's on that list, but those are sort of the more obvious ones. What about the ones, the other things? Maybe you want to change some health things this year. What do you really, really want to change? Well, we're talking with Dr. Felicia Stoller. She's a registered dietitian, exercise physiologist, and absolutely my almost very favorite guest right here on Radio MD. I can't say you are my very favorite guest because then other people might get offended.
But I know that. We don't want to offend anyone.
You're pretty much up there in the top one or two. So let's talk about the other things, Dr. Stoller, that we can absolutely do this year to get us healthy.
Well, I think we could look at our habits and our behaviors. We could start with something as simple as sleep, which I know it's kind of weird for somebody with my background to be talking about, but I have really learned so much about how sleep disturbances impact people's lives and their ability to maintain or lose weight, or the fact that they may gain weight as a result of not sleeping soundly. And sleep apnea is a big problem for a lot of people. And so I think really taking a good look at the quantity of sleep and the quality of sleep that you get.
How can we make a resolution to get better sleep?
Well, I think we can try to have good sleep hygiene, which means maybe not having all that technology going right before you go to bed, and maybe reading or doing something that you find relaxing, and trying to, you know, create a good space to sleep. And if you wake up feeling groggy, and if you feel like you're very restless, I mean, and people that have this know who they are, then it's really worth a conversation with your physician that you possibly might need to have a sleep study done to determine whether or not you have sleep apnea or other sleep disturbance. Because the fact is that if you have that untreated, it leads to heart disease and diabetes.
So, okay, so first resolution might be to, first of all, look at your sleeping patterns, and if you have to, make an appointment with a sleep study, you know, professional or expert, and increase your quality and maybe even the quantity of the sleep that you get this coming year and really all year round, because sleep, direct link to heart disease and obesity, so getting better sleep. Give us another one.
So another thing, too, I like to look at it. So let's look at some of your lab values. I like to look at cholesterol. That's an easy one. So what are some things, so forget about weight, what are some things that you can do to help maybe lower your cholesterol without taking medication, right? You know, some of us know we're just kind of on the fringe, or the doctor gives us the, you've got 3 months to try to work on it, and it may not be weight-related. It may strictly be diet-related, right? So can you increase your fiber intake? Can you decrease some of your saturated fat intake? Increase fruit and vegetable consumption. I mean, these are the things that we talk about all the time. Increase your physical activity. That helps to raise your HDLs while lowering your LDLs. And then something else I started doing, you know, also like a lot of things, is after I turned 40, I started to really look at myself and look at my labs. It's starting to take some supplements and deciding whether or not maybe you need to take a supplement. I know for myself, my cholesterol always is within, you know, a good range, but sometimes it's a little too high as far as my total cholesterol to where I would like it to be. And so I started supplementing with fish oil supplements and, you know, looking at fish oil, krill oil, what are some of the different products that are on the market, and you know, really taking a look at your health, you know, instead of waiting until you have high cholesterol, what can you do to delay maybe having to take a statin at some point?
So I would like to add in my own, Dr. Stoller, because while you've mentioned sleep, quantity and quality of sleep, knowing your labs, maybe needing to take supplements, know your blood work, I'd like to just add in advocating for yourself and your health. As you say, take a look at yourself. Maybe in the coming year, one of the best things we can do for ourselves is put on our own mask before we put on the mask of other people around us, because we women, we take care of everybody else. But if we're not taking care of ourselves, we're not going to be able to take care of all those other people. So maybe we look at ourselves and we advocate and get to our doctors, see our gynecologist, get our pap smear, get our mammograms, see the dentist, get our lab work, advocate for ourselves, get your checkups.
I agree with you wholeheartedly in making ourselves the priority, because you know, a lot of times we have those little things that happen, and many of us are very body aware, but we ignore it. And so for the most part, hopefully we don't have things going on, but it's always better to be safe than sorry, and definitely doing that. And then trying to find some quality good things in our lives that make us happy and making the time to do it. You know, so often we are of the mindset, well, I'll be happy when, fill in the blank, right?
Oh, my gosh. That is crazy you just said that.
Whatever it is, right? And the reality is you need to be happy now in the present, not wait for those things, you know. And your tombstone is not going to say, wish I spent, you know, got happier sooner.
No kidding. Well, I'll be so happy when this is over. I'll be so happy when I've gotten that project done. You know, enjoy the moment. Enjoy the time. That's really such an important one, is kind of happiness, enjoying the moment and realizing what you've got. So blessings and sort of thanking God for what you've got and really appreciating. What about stress relief, meditation, agreeing sort of that we need to do something to get our stress levels down?
Right. I mean, it could be something as mindless as watching a movie. I know somebody was asking me about watching TV, and I would say, oh, I really don't watch that much TV because I feel like I always have work to do. But sometimes it is really good to just put everything down, sit with the family, find a movie that we all like that we can watch, whether it's something scary, whether it's something that we can laugh. And laughter, as you know, is medicine, too. And just have that stress release and that relief and, you know, spending time with people that care about us is really more important than the things that we acquire.
Well, it certainly is. I think in just sometimes that little bit of downtime, and I guess along those lines to teaching ourselves how to get rid of some of that stress and meditate,
right,
and do something we haven't done before. Like if you've never tried a yoga class, if you've never done deep breathing, or, you know, we used to laugh at my grandmother with transcendental meditation, but now I get it.
Right. Right.
You know?
So yeah, trying something that you hadn't done, looking at your bucket list and deciding what are some things when you prioritize your bucket list for the year, what are some things that you want to, you know, achieve in the new year? What are some things you can do to better yourself? Is there a new skill you're looking to do? Is it, you know, in anything, it could be learning how to cook. Some people don't know how to cook, so they're afraid to cook. They don't have the confidence to take some ingredients and throw it together and make food out of it. So maybe it's taking a lesson and learning how to cook, or maybe it's doing volunteer work because that just makes you feel good when you help others.
It does. And I'd like to also add in there that when you're talking about cooking, maybe trying, you know, throughout the year, getting your family to try new healthy foods. Go in the grocery store and say, okay, everybody, let's pick one new veggie that we've never tried before. Let's look up some recipes online and see what we can do with it.
Yeah, I mean, that's the beauty of the internet. And I have to say, because I was spending a lot more time trusting my farmer this summer at my farm stand, he handed me, you know, some squash that I had never cooked before, and I used it for Thanksgiving. I made bolognese squash, and it was the most amazing thing, you know. So we were all just like, oh, my gosh, that's so great. How have we done all these years without ever trying it? And really being open-minded to trying new things. And the internet really makes finding recipes that much easier. So there's just no excuse for it.
Well, it certainly, there isn't, and these are all things that you can do just all year round. And to recap with Dr. Felicia Stoller, that she was saying we can get good and more quality and quantity of sleep this year. We can get our labs worked done, get our blood work taken, know your labs, and if you have to supplement, get more vitamin D, get your cholesterol level down, know what your lab work is, advocate for yourself, get your checkups, your dental checkups, pap smears, you know, all of it. Get them done this year. Enjoy the moment. Enjoy life. Don't look to the next thing, say, I'll be happy when. Enjoy this right now. Learn how to do some stress relief and learn a new something new, anything new in the coming year. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Radio MD. The show is Train Your Body. Thanks for listening and stay well.